I would like for you, for one moment, to think of a gift that was given to you. This gift could have been something you always wanted, or maybe a family treasure, or maybe something that was just a complete surprise to you. As many of you know, my grandmother passed away a couple months ago, and I finally started to go through some of her things. Just stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. A lot of Catholic stuff, too. This week, though, I found something that really made me pause. I came across my great-grandmother's prayer book, just full of holy cards. And here is one prayer that she had in her book. We only ask to serve. We do not ask to rest. We would give all without reserve. Our life, our love, our best. We only ask to see his face. It is enough for us, so he may smile on us. A simple little prayer in a beaten up old book. But a little prayer with a big request. We only ask to see his face. We want to receive the Christ, the Spirit that he sends to us. We hear a whole lot about the Holy Spirit in our readings this weekend. The Advocate. In the Acts of the Apostles, we see the Apostle Philip performing great works in the name of the Spirit, even to the point of attracting many crowds to see these wonders. Now, what brought this attraction? Of course, it was the miracles and the great signs. Yes, that's crucial. That's part of the Spirit. But the attraction was that all of his works was a continuation of the story. The story of all of us coming closer and closer to God. When Jesus ascended, which we'll be celebrating next weekend, when Jesus ascended, the revelation of God continued. And it is continuing. The Spirit moves forward, bringing forward gifts, individuals, prophets, because the world still needs prophets today in our own world. Today, Jesus tells us to wait for the coming of the Spirit, which will descend upon them and empower them to do all of their work. And this is where we come in, us Christians, continuing the work of the apostles to spread the mission of the Christ. Now we hear the Spirit called the Advocate. The Advocate is one who intercedes for us. The Spirit speaks. The Spirit listens. The Spirit allows us, the believer, and the church to proclaim that message. The Spirit even pushes us, pushes the church, makes us listen and speak every day to constant renewal. One bishop in the 1960s wrote that without the Holy Spirit, God is far away. Christ stays in the past. The gospel is just a dead letter. The church is just an organization, only authority and domination. But the Holy Spirit in the church, in the universe, the cosmos, is resurrected. The Spirit brings healing to the groaning of the universe, to the groaning in the church, in our own sinfulness and filth sometimes. The Spirit brings a new birth of the kingdom that we all yearn for. The story, our story, continues in our Catholic faith. This great gift that God has given us. And we have to ask every day, are we open to the Spirit? Are we open to that healing? Are we open to allowing the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, to speak for us? Let us embrace the story that God has written for us. Let us thank God for that gift of faith, for all those who prayed before us, for all those who asked the Advocate to speak for them. We make that plea in our prayer. We want to see the face of God. A prayer that's been prayed countless times for thousands of years. And we do see God because He is our purpose. He is our life. He is our cry for joy.